बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सिद्वैत। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Suna Hare Hare. जय गौरनिताय 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 श्री श्री गौरनिताय जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्य डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत समिश्ल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय ग्रंथराश्रीमद् भागवतम की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्टिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 32 टेक्स्ट 11 टू 12 सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द सीनियर वैष्णवस सो ता समादाय कालिंद्या निर्विश्य पुलिनं विभुः विकसत कुंद मंदार सुरभि अनिल षट्पदं शरच्चंद्रांशु संदोह ध्वस्त दोषात्तम शिवम् कृष्णाय हस्त तरला चित कोमल वालुकं तासमादाय कालिंद्या निर्विश्य पुलिनं विभु विकसत कुंद मंदार सुरभि अनिल षट्पदम् शरच्चंद्रांशु संदोह ध्वस्त दोषात्तमः शिवम् कृष्णाय हस्त तरला चित कोमल वालुकम् तासमादाय कालिंद्या निर्विश्य पुलिनं विभु विकसत कुंद मंदार सुरभि अनिल षट्पदम् शरसंद्रांशु संदोह ध्वस्त दोषातम शिवम् कृष्णाय हस्ततरला चित्तकोमलवालुकम् तासमादाय कालिंद्या निर्विश्य पुलिनं विभु विकसत कुंद मंदार सुरभ्य अनिल षट्पदम् सरचंद्रांशु संदोह संदोह ध्वस्त दोषातम शिवम् कृष्णाय हस्ततरला चित्त कोमलवालुकम् तः समादाय कालिंद्या निर्विश्य पुलिनं विभु विकसत कुंद मंदार सुरभि अनिल षट्पदम् शरचंद्रांशु संदोह ध्वस्त दोषातम शिवम् कृष्णाय हस्ततरला चित्तकोमल ताह दोज गोपीस समादाय टेकिंग कालिंद्याह ऑफ द यमुना निर्विश्य एंटरिंग अपॉन पुलिनम द बैंक विभु द ऑल माइटी सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विकसत ब्लूमिंग कुंद मंदार of Kunda and Mandara flowers, Surabhi fragrant, Anila with the breeze, Shat Padam with bees, Sharat autumnal, Chandra of the moon, Amshu of the rays, Sandoha by the abundance, Dhvasta dispelled, Dosha of the night, Tamaha the darkness, शिवम ऑस्पिशियस कृष्णायः ऑफ द रिवर यमुना हस्त लाइक हैंड्स तरल बहर वेव्स आचित कलेक्टेड कोमल सॉफ्ट वालुकम सैंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट द ऑलमाइटी लॉर्ड then took the gopis with him to the bank of the Kalindi, who with the hands of her waves had scattered piles of soft sand upon the shore. In that auspicious place, the breeze, bearing the fragrance of blooming Kunda and Mandara flowers, attracted many bees. And the abundant rays of the autumn moon dispel the darkness of night. We'll also read the 13th verse, which has a purport. Tad darshanalada vidhuta ridrujo manorathantam shrutayo yathayayuh स्वैरुत्तरीय कुचकुं कुमांकिते अचिल क्लपन आसनम आत्मबंधवे. Their heartache vanquished by the ecstasy of seeing Krishna, the gopis, like the personified Vedas before them, felt their desires completely fulfilled. For their friend Krishna, they arranged a seat with their shawls, which are smeared with the kumkuma powder from their breasts. Purport. The 87th chapter of this canto, text 23, the Shrutis or the personified Vedas pray as follows. Sriya Urugendra Bhoga Bhujadanda Vishakta Dhiyo Vayam Apite Samaha Samadrisho Angri Saroja Sudha. These women fully absorb their minds in meditation on Lord Krishna's powerful arms, which are like the bodies of great serpents. We want to become just like the gopis and render service to his lotus feet. The Shrutis had seen Krishna during his appearance in the previous day of Brahma and had become full of the most intense desire to associate with him. Then in this kalpa, they became gopis. And since the Vedas are eternal in human society, the Shrutis in this kalpa also become full of desire for Krishna, and the next kalpa will also become gopis. This information is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, seeking blessings of the senior Vaishnavas here. So this is the very, very exalted portion of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we all know, the five chapters of Rasalila. And in this chapter, we are reading about the reunion. So the chapter before this, 31st chapter, was the Gopi's Song of Separation, the famous Gopi Geet, where the Gopis, led by Srimati Radharani, they prayed intensely to Krishna, they glorified his wonderful qualities, and they started crying in separation from Krishna, and they loudly called out for Krishna. So actually in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada writes in the end of that chapter that the gopis loudly cried out the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. That is what he said, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. So this Mahamantra is actually chanted by Srimati Radharani and all the gopis and all the devotees in Golok Vrindavan. So they all started chanting, doing kirtan, and they started crying loudly. And then Krishna was attracted and he came and he appeared before them in this chapter. We read about it and all the gopis were very happy, as if their life has again come back. And today we read that how Krishna took the gopis with him to the bank of the Kalindi, which was so beautiful, the banks of Yamuna, with soft sand. Even now we can see the sand of Yamuna is very soft. So, and there was beautiful breeze and beautiful moonlight because it was autumn season, full moon. And beautiful fragrant flowers like Kunda and Mandara. And a lot of bees. So in such a beautiful setting, now Krishna took all his gopis on the bank of Yamuna. And the gopis, what they did? They spread their own shawls, their own chadar on the ground, on the bank of Yamuna. And invited Krishna to sit there. So this is what we read today. And in the purport it is mentioned that how some of the gopis were actually shrutis. So you must be knowing that there are different categories of gopis, right? I'm sure you must have heard of it, that there are some who are Nitya Siddha gopis. That means they come directly from Golok Vrindavan, like the main sakhis or Lalita, Vishakha, of course, Srimati Radharani. So all these are Nitya Siddha gopis. They always come along with Krishna from the spiritual world. Then there are some who are sadhana siddha gopis. That means they are conditioned souls, but by performing sadhana bhakti, they purify themselves and ultimately they come to the stage of becoming gopis. So, these sadhana siddha gopis are of various categories. Some are rishichari gopis, because when Lord Ram came, so they were the sages of Dandakaranya, they got so much attracted by beauty of Lord Ram. So they also wanted to relish conjugal mellows with Lord Ram. But Lord Ram said, no, in this pastime not possible. So when I come as Krishna, then you can come as gopis. So some of the gopis were actually the rishis during Lord Ram's time. They're called Rishichari gopis. And some of them were Shrutichari gopis, the personified Vedas. Because when they saw Krishna's pastimes in the previous kalpa, in the previous day of Brahma, so they desired that we also want to become gopis. So Krishna fulfilled their desire and they came as gopis. So like that, there are various categories of gopis in Krishna's pastimes. But all of them, they are very, very exalted gopis. We all know that Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Varge Naya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumaharto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarah Naparah. So the highest of all the devotees of Krishna are the gopis. Srimad Bhagavatam is the best Purana, the best scripture. Krishna is a worshipable Lord and his Dham Vrindavan is also as worshipable for all of us. So we can actually appreciate the exalted position of gopis through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Acharyas. Otherwise, many people in this world, they consider them to be like ordinary women, or they consider the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis as mundane affairs. So it's very important that we understand through the Acharyas that how the gopis are the topmost devotees of Krishna. And the Rasalila pastime is the highest pastime of Krishna. And what was the duration of this pastime of Rasalila? The entire night of Brahma. So this information is also given in the 33rd chapter, we'll see. It is said that the pastime went on for the entire night of Brahma, which is 4.3 billion years, you know. So we know one day of Brahma has 1,000 Chaturyuga cycles, 1,000 cycles of four yugas. And each cycle of four yuga is 4.3 million years. So 1,000 such cycles becomes 4.3 billion years. So this Rasalila that Krishna did was not for 8 hours or 6 hours. No, it went on for 4.3 billion years. So that was the, that's why it's celebrated as the highest pastime of Krishna. Jaya Jaya Rasalila Sarva Manoram. So among all the pastimes of Krishna, his Rasalila is the greatest celebration, the greatest exchange of love between Krishna and his devotees. So the entire Bhagavatam is reciprocation, or the loving relationship between Krishna and his devotees are described right from Prahlad Maharaj, Narsingh Dev, so many exalted devotees. Even in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we read about Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd boys. But this section of Srimad Bhagavatam actually is the pinnacle or the highest point, the zenith, we can say, the highest point of Krishna's reciprocation of love with his devotees. And very, very exalted pastime. And this very same pastime of Krishna, his Rasa Leela dancing pastime of Krishna, in God Leela, this has been manifested as Sankirtan. Dancing in the house of Shiva's Angan by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be same as the Rasa Leela of Krishna. So anyway, I'm not qualified to discuss so much on Rasa Leela, but Mahaprabhu is very merciful. His pastimes are very merciful. And anybody, even an unqualified person, can speak about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for next 20 minutes, we can read something about Mahaprabhu's pastimes from Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially his dancing in Shriva's Angan. And he said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, I'll read this shloka. Vatsareka nama matra kata yuga gila Chaitanya anandike ho kichuna janila. A number of yugas passed as 1 year with no one understanding due to the ecstasy of being with Lord Chaitanya. Yena maharase krida kata yuga gila tilardhika hena sab gopika manila. While a number of yugas passed during the Rasa Leela pastime, the gopis thought that only a moment had passed. Just like Krishna did Rasa Leela for entire night of Brahma, for many, many, for 1,000 chatur yugas, you know, that whole duration. But the gopis thought it just passed away, like, you know, this whole duration was just like a moment. So when devotees are with Krishna, so a long duration of time appears to be like a moment. And in separation from Krishna, what happens? Yuga itam nimeshena shakshusha pravrashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahaname. In the separation of Krishna, a moment appears to be like a yuga, like 12 years. And along with Krishna, 1,000 chatur yugas, they look like a moment. So similarly, just like Krishna did Rasa Leela, not for 1 night or for 2 nights, the duration was the entire night of Brahma. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with his devotees in Shriva's Angan, the dance went on for many, many yugas. So therefore, this dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates in Shriva's Angan is same as Krishna performing Rasa Leela in Vrindavan. Just like Krishna appeared in Mathura and then did most of his pastimes in Vrindavan. So similarly said that Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, but most of his pastimes took place at the house of Srivas Angan. You know? Just like Mahaprakash Leela or so many wonderful pastimes, it took place in the house of Srivas Angan. So let us read a few verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat, describing the amazing, the how Mahaprabhu danced in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit. Okay. So this has been described in 40 verses. So let us read. Okay. I'll just keep on reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, only the English translations. Vishwambhar began dancing from the time of sunrise, and the devotees sang sweetly in various groups. One group was headed by Srivas Pandit and another was headed by the chanting of Mukunda. Another group was headed by Govinda Ghosh. All the devotees chanted during the dancing of Gaurachandra. As a powerful Nitananda caught hold of the Lord, Advaita secretly took the dust from the Lord's feet. The eyes of the devotees headed by Gadadhar filled with tears as they became overwhelmed with ecstasy in the Lord's Kirtan. Now hear the next 40 verses which describe how the Lord, who is the life and soul of the entire universe, dance in ecstasy during Kirtan. The name of Govinda vibrated in all directions as the son of Sachi became overwhelmed while dancing in ecstasy with his associates. Chaudike Govinda Dhvani Sachiranandana Nacherange Vivala Haila Sabha Parishada Sange. Whenever the Lord cried, he cried for 3 hours. His hair became untied and scattered on the floor. Only a person whose heart is made of wood would not become overwhelmed and fall to the ground upon seeing the Lord's crying. When the Lord laughed loudly in ecstasy, he would continue laughing for 3 hours. Sometimes he used to cry for 3 hours continuously during the kirtan, and sometimes he used to laugh for 3 hours. The Lord forgot his own glories as he became absorbed in the mood of a servant. He repeatedly exclaimed, "I have conquered, I have conquered." When Mahaprabhu chanted in great ecstasy, "I have conquered, I have conquered," the devotees also imitated him by chanting, "I have conquered, I have conquered." That means in the mood of a devotee, Mahaprabhu is saying, "I have conquered Krishna." Because a devotee, he conquers Krishna, right? Although he's Ajita, but a devotee conquers Krishna by his devotion. Sometimes the Lord sang so loudly that the sound vibration pierced the covering of the universe. Imagine, you know, Mahaprabhu chanted so loudly that the sound pierced the covering of the entire universe. Sometimes his body became as heavy as the universe, and none of his followers could hold him still. Sometimes he became very, very heavy, so nobody could catch Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he would become as light as a cotton, and his followers would happily carry him on their shoulders. Just see, you know, wonderful ecstatic transformations in Lord Chaitanya as he was dancing in the courtyard of Shivas Pandit. Or sometimes he used to laugh for 3 hours, cry for 3 hours. Sometimes he would become as heavy as a mountain, nobody could lift him or hold him. And sometimes he used to become as light as a cotton swab, and devotees could simply just lift him. The pure devotees happily carried the Lord on their shoulders and wandered around the courtyard. Whenever the Lord fell unconscious to the ground out of ecstasy, the devotees became frightened and chanted the name of Hari in his ear. Sometimes the Lord used to faint unconscious. So whenever you see in the entire pastimes of Mahaprabhu, whenever he used to become unconscious, so what was the method of bringing him back to consciousness? When all the devotees came together and chanted loudly, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So by loud kirtan of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or by Hari Hari, the Lord used to come back to his external consciousness. Sometimes his entire body shook vigorously, like a boy's teeth chattering due to excessive cold. You know, sometimes due to excessive cold, there's a shivering in the body. So like that, his body used to shiver. Sometimes his body perspired in such a way that it appeared that the Ganges was flowing from his body. So not only were tears flowing from his eyes, sometimes he was perspiring so heavily that as if Ganges was flowing from his body, so much of sweat was coming out from his body. All manifestations of Ashtasattvic Vikar, right? The symptoms of Bhava. Sometimes his body became as hot as a blazing fire. And when sandalwood pulp was smeared on his body, it dried immediately. Imagine his body became so hot. You know, when we feel hot, usually chandan is applied. Therefore, in the summertime, we have chandan yatra, right? We apply chandan to the Lord to give him some coolness. But Lord's body was so hot, Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy, that chandan used to evaporate immediately. It was so hot. Sometimes the Lord would sigh heavily and everybody would move out of the way of his breath. You know, sigh heavily, like that, you know, we sigh, like heavy breathing. So he used to sigh so heavily. Sometimes he tried to catch everyone's feet and the Vaishnavas ran away out of fear. In the mood of a Vaishnava, he used to catch hold of everyone's feet. And imagine, you know, Mahaprabhu catching your feet. So all the devotees used to run here and there. Sometimes he would sit leaning against Nityananda, and sometimes he lifted his feet, looked at everyone and smiled. Sometimes you lean on Nityananda. Understanding the intention of the Lord, all the devotees stole the wonderful jewel-like dust from the Lord's lotus feet. Or sometimes, you know, he used to just lie down and his feet was exposed to everyone. So everyone used to come and take dust from his lotus feet. Acharya Gosai said, "My dear thief, we have broken into your hidden treasury." So Advaita Acharya used to say like that. Because usually Mahaprabhu would not give his lotus feet, dust of his lotus feet to everyone. But sometimes during ecstasy, he used to just lie down and devotees used to come and take dust from his lotus feet. Vishwambhar rolled on the ground in ecstasy as all the devotees sang the glories of Krishna on all sides. Mahanande Vishwambhara Gadagadi Yaya Charidike Bhaktagana Krishna Guna Gaya Yakhana Uddandanache Prabhu Vishwambhara Prithivi Kampita Haya Sabe Payadara. When Lord Vishwambhara danced madly, the earth shook and everyone became frightened. You know, when Mahaprabhu used to dance so vigorously and, you know, such madly that the earth used to shake. Sometimes Vishwambhara danced so sweetly, it resembled the enchanting dance of Nanda's son. Sometimes his dance was very wild, like mad. He used to jump loudly and sometimes his dance was very sweet, you know, like moving to and fro with his hands. So that time it is compared that Mahaprabhu's dance was like dance of Krishna, who was dancing so artistically during Rasa Leela or on top of Kaliya. Sometimes his roaring resembled that of millions of lions. Yet, by his mercy, everyone's ears were safe from harm. That means sometimes Mahaprabhu used to roar like millions of lions. Imagine, you know, the roaring of one lion itself is so frightening. But he was roaring like millions of lions. So obviously the eardrums of all the devotees used to be damaged, right? But no, it is mentioned. But the Lord protected. So this is Lord's mercy. He always protects his devotees. So although he roared so loudly, but still by his mercy, the devotees' ears were protected. Sometimes when he walked above the ground. Some people saw this and while others could not. This is like some of the small miracles of Mahaprabhu. Like sometimes he was walking during Kirtan, but actually his feet was not on the ground. He was like flying in the air. In his ecstasy, whoever the Lord looked at with his red eyes would first become frightened and then run away laughing. Vishwambhara became agitated in ecstasy and danced, forgetful of his self and others. In ecstasy, he would catch the feet of someone and then climb on his head. And imagine, Mahaprabhu used to climb on some devotees, top of the devotees. Sometimes he would cry while embracing someone around their neck. And then in the next moment, he would climb on his shoulders. Sometimes he would become extremely restless in the mood of a child and make various childish noises in his mouth. Sometimes he shook his feet and laughed exuberantly. Sometimes he crawled on his knees like a small child. Imagine during the Kirtan, sometimes Mahaprabhu used to crawl like a small baby. Sometimes Vishwambhara became absorbed in the mood of Krishna. In his beautiful threefold bending form, he remained in that state for 3 hours. Sometimes during Kirtan, he used to come in the mood of Krishna and exhibit his threefold bending form, Tribhanga Sundar. Sometimes he would become absorbed in meditation and play a flute. Then he appeared exactly like Krishna, the moon-like lord of Vrindavan. On regaining his external consciousness, he would cry in the mood of a servant. He would hold straw between his teeth and beg for the service of the Lord's lotus feet.
Shall I? Oh, okay. Okay. Sure, sure. Okay.
So, I was thinking, yeah. So, in this way, Mahaprabhu exhibited his wonderful pastimes of dancing in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit, which is same as Rasa Leela pastime of Krishna that we read from Srimad Bhagavatam. And now for a few minutes, as the divine body of His Holiness Kadamkanand Maharaj, who is a wonderful follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose kirtans were so wonderful, full of devotion, enthusiasm, who spoke so wonderfully about the teachings of Lord Chaitanya about Vrindavan Dham. I remember hearing his few lectures where he glorified the super excellent mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, and always inspiring all of us to take to the process of pure devotional service, pure bhakti. So today is such a, of course, it's a day of sadness also, that we'll be missing such a great Vaishnav as His Holiness Kadamkanand Maharaj. So it's a mixed feeling, just like Haridas Thakur when he left his body. So Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, they danced wonderfully and did a lot of kirtan, because there's celebration that such a great Vaishnav is going back to Godhead. At the same time, the devotees are sad because we'll be missing the association of such a great Vaishnav. So today is a day of mixed feeling for all of us. So let us celebrate this day by doing a lot of kirtan, because that is what we do when great Vaishnavas, they leave their body. We chant the holy names. So let us all participate in this wonderful kirtan festival and the samadhi function of Kadamkanand Maharaj. So when Haridas Thakur was given samadhi, so Mahaprabhu blessed in the end that any devotee who took part in this program, anyone who did kirtan, anyone who placed mud in the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, anyone who took prasad, so Mahaprabhu said they all will get Krishna's special mercy. So similarly, in today's event, let us all participate in this great event of giving farewell to such a exalted Vaishnava, because such exalted Vaishnavas, they actually sent by Krishna or Mahaprabhu to preach His message, to preach the glories of Sankirtan. They are not ordinary souls. They are specially empowered. Kalikal Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Sakti Bina Nahi Tar Pravartan. So those Vaishnavas who are preaching the Sankirtan movement, preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the entire world, they are not ordinary people. They are specially empowered devotees by Krishna and by Lord Chaitanya. So we are very fortunate that we'll have darshan of His divine body. You know, sometimes this thought comes that, well, this is just like a material body. But no, why then we give samadhi? Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example. Just like we have iron. Iron is a metal. But the same iron, if you put in fire for a long time, what happens? The iron becomes like fire. Yes or no? If you touch that red hot iron, our hands will burn. Why? Because that iron was in contact with fire for a long time. Similarly, this body may be material, but when great devotees like Srila Prabhupada or great sannyasis, when they live in this body, so because this body is fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, all the time chanting Krishna's names, all the time engaged in service to Krishna, this body also becomes divine. So that is why we don't burn the bodies of great Vaishnavas. Sometimes this question comes to our mind, why don't we cremate? No, this is offensive, because their body is not material. Just like, you know, we are sinful people like us. We do so many sinful things from this body, so this should be burnt. But such pure devotees, exalted acharyas, Vaishnavas, sannyasis, so their body also becomes divine, because with every part of their body, every drop of blood in their body, they use for Krishna's service. So therefore the body becomes spiritualized or divine. Just like iron becomes like fire in association with fire. So Kadamkanand Maharaj did wonderful services for our society. He was temple president in Vrindavan for so many years. And he also built the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. And then after sannyas, he traveled all the world. He was preaching in so many countries like South Africa, Europe, America. And he met so many devotees, well known for his beautiful lectures, for his enthusiastic, ecstatic kirtans. So we'll be missing all of that. But of course, we have his vani. His instructions are there. We can always hear his lectures, kirtans, his books. Today morning, I was reading one quote where Maharaj is saying that how This is from his lecture 16 November in Vrindavan just recently. So Maharaj made a wonderful statement that we should actually think of mercy, you know. We should never think that, we should never measure us. Let me read before Maharaj's body arrives here. Let me read a few lines from his... Okay, the internet is a little slow here. But anyway, I'll just paraphrase what I read today morning. So, Maharaj says that this movement is a mercy movement. What movement? Mercy movement. Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he was saying that we should not measure ourselves. Like sometimes we get into analysis that how big I am, or I'm a senior devotee, or you know, all these comparisons, or measuring how much I have advanced in bhakti. He said, no need of all that. Because we don't deserve anything. I mean, we have no qualification. So the only qualification we have is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming through Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, there is no need to think about all these things. We should simply think about mercy. Taking shelter of that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming through the Guru Parampara. And how do we take shelter of Krishna? He says that we take shelter of Krishna through his holy names, through the Vaishnavas, through Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the ways by which we take shelter of Krishna. So in this way, there are many such, you can always read in some of his writings, some of his transcription of lectures, where he focuses so much on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this movement is a movement of mercy. We have no qualification of our own. So we should accept this mercy. And to whatever capacity we have, we should try to spread this mercy of Mahaprabhu. So, let us pray at the lotus feet of such an exalted Vaishnava, who actually also set the highest example by leaving his body in Vrindavan. We all know that few months back, he was detected with cancer, and the doctor said that he had only few months. So he came and took shelter of Vrindavan. This is another great sign of a Vaishnava. The nine symptoms of a devotee in Bhava Bhakti, nectar of devotion, we hear about that. Avirtha Kalatvam, that he doesn't waste any time. Priti Tat, always he wants to glorify Krishna, chant his holy names. One of the symptoms is Priti Tat Vashiti Sthale, that he is very attracted to the holy dham. So this was also one special quality of His Holiness Kadamkanand Maharaj. He was very much attracted to Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Mayapur Dham. So every year he used to come here, take yatras and bring others to the Holy Dham. Because of his mercy, so many devotees came and took shelter of Holy Dham. So in the final days, he also came to Vrindavan Dham, and he didn't go anywhere outside. He said that this is my, that I will take shelter of Vrindavan Dham. So I think for last 7-8 months, I think he came the month of August, just before Radha Ashtami. During that time he came to Vrindavan, and from that time he never left Vrindavan. He was always in Vrindavan. Sometimes he used to take his devotees to various yatras in Vrindavan, like Kusum Sarovar and other places. There are some nice kirtans you can see online, kirtan by Maharaj in Kusum Sarovar. So that is what, he relished Vrindavan Dham, he relished pure devotional service to Krishna, and he was sharing that with everyone. So this is what is the life of a great devotee, that he himself relishes Krishna Prem, he himself relishes Kirtan, Krishna's names, and he tries to share this highest gift with others. So when Ramananda Rai asked, when Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai that who is the wealthiest person, so the answer, he didn't give that Ambani or Adani or whatever, Elon Musk. No, they are the poorest people. The richest people are those who have love for Radha and Krishna. So these exalted sannyasis like His Holiness Kadamkanand Maharaj, so he was the richest person. Why? Because he had love for Radha and Krishna in his heart. He had love for Sri Vrindavan Dham. And we can only pray today that by his blessings, we may also develop an iota of love for Maharaj. His Holiness Kadamkanand Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Let us chant one Mahamantra in his honor. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I think we can do Kirtan, the 24-hour Kirtan party piece ready. Hare Krishna. So let us stand to welcome. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare